Chiredzi South, Chiredzi North, Mwenezi East and Mwenezi West have not been easy battlegrounds for the MDCT in Maswingo. The party has struggled in the past to garner enough support in these areas. After the completion of its candidate selection process for primary elections, the MDCT failed to come up with candidates who meet set down requirements to represent it in the forthcoming elections. So in an effort to find people who can stand on the party's ticket in the four constituencies, the party has had to lower some of its strict requirements so it can have representation come election time. Aspiring candidates are being invited to file their applications with the party. The party's Maswingo provincial spokesman, Harrison Mudzuri, while confirming the developments, says fresh applications have already flooded the party's offices.
What really happened is we had some anomalies in how people applied in four constituencies like Mwenezi West, Mwenezi East, Chiredzi North, and Chiredzi South. So to normalize those, we had to start afresh in those four constituencies. The National Council, through its wisdom, saw it fit that it was necessary that and it was imprudent that we will start again. So we are receiving fresh applications in those constituencies, and we are having many of those people applying.
Some MDCT supporters in Chiredzi North said they were not free to campaign for the party in the area because of intimidation and harassment from traditional chiefs and ZANU-PF activists. Supporter Jairus Mutubu from Chiredzi North says so bad is the situation that mobilizing people becomes difficult.
It's very difficult to campaign freely for the party in Chiredzi North. There is widespread intimidation from the chiefs, ZANU-PF activists and all veterans. We tried to evade them and have meetings at night, but now the situation is unbearable. You can't win. And, I don't think Chomik is doing a good job, because all this should have been a thing of the past.
Mudzuri, who is also the MDCT legislator for Zaka Central, said the political situation in Maswingo was manageable despite what he called demons of violence and intimidation from ZANU-PF activists. ZANU-PF had denied engaging in violent activities in Maswingo, challenging all political players to bring evidence suggesting that the four. Mudzuri says no amount of violence in the province will deter his supporters from campaigning for Morgan Tsvangirai to become Zimbabwe's next president.
The situation on the ground in most constituencies is manageable. Our people are geared for elections. Of course, ZANU-PF, it has its DNA of violence. They cannot stop intimidating people, but people have had enough of that and they are prepared to make sure the Prime Minister will be the new president by year-end today.
The four constituencies have always been ZANU-PF strongholds that many in the party say they are not ready to relinquish to the MDC. During the 2008 harmonized election, President Robert Mugabe garnered 18,000 votes in Chiredzi South alone, while the MDCT got a paltry 2,000 votes. MDCT National Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa recently told the Maswingo Provincial Council meeting that the party will make sure that it fields candidates in all the country's constituencies, even if it meant waiving set criteria. Chiredzi South is represented by Alois Baloi in Parliament, while Mwenezi West is represented by Kudakwashi Basikiti. Matalani Stole is the MP for Chiredzi North, while the late Ned Masukume represented Chiredzi East. All are from President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Reporting for Studio 7 from Chiredzi North in Maswingo, this is Obed Pepkai.